Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Being able to play a game on Monday Night Football at home is something that Tom Brady described as exciting. Well, exciting as it may be, the Patriots will take center stage against a tough team that hasn't lost on the road yet this season, the Houston Texans. In this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we explore the highly touted J.J. Watt as he prepares to go up against one of the most accurate quarterbacks there is, Tom Brady. Watt is known around the league as J.J. Swat. And, well, need I say more? Watt is about as fascinating as they come when it comes to a defensive end. This is only his second year in the league, but he's putting up numbers that are out of this world. He leads the team with 83 tackles, a career best, but if that doesn't impress you, this will. He's the first player in NFL history to have 15 sacks and 15 deflected passes in one season. He's got a knack for swatting even the quickest passes.
Discipline is going to be very key in this game. Just trying to, you know, get a good feel for the game and then just being honest with your eyes, reading your keys, and just trying to play smart football.
In order to simulate his presence on the practice field in whatever ways they can, the Patriots have said that they'll practice with rackets this week, maybe even brooms, to distract Tom Brady, a drill that you can imagine isn't one of his favorites.
Coach Belichick likes to bring guys with racquetball paddles and stick those up in the air, which I'm sure there'll be a whole bunch of those there this week, which doesn't always make me very happy.
Yeah, maybe brooms. Getting a little longer. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they knock down a lot of balls. And it's not just knock down balls. It's tip balls for interceptions and everything else. So they're tough to handle.
And while it will be the job of the offensive line to contain Watt and keep him away from Brady, it's going to be crucial for Brady to be especially keen when reading the Texans' defense. There's a good chance that Sebastian Vollmer will line up opposite Watt, and the offensive line has faced some adversity this season. They've had to battle a lot of injuries, but to be honest, who hasn't had that challenge yet in Week 14? Brady doesn't seem too worried about the aggressive 265-pound defensive end because he trusts his offensive line to perform at their best. Brady averages nearly 300 yards per game so far this season, and his accuracy rarely quivers. But there's no doubt that this week will be a good test for the Patriots' offense as a whole.
Well, there's a lot of trust that, you know, you have to have in the offensive line, so I don't concern myself so much with worrying about a particular pass rusher on the D-line. It's, for me, it's more coverage-oriented and trying to read out the coverage so I can try to get the ball to the open guy as fast as I can.
Brady has only thrown 4 interceptions so far this season. That gives him the 4th best record in the NFL right now. But again, can he steer clear of Watt? We'll find out soon enough on Monday night. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.